Welcome to Emotional Support Sisters. I'm Minerva, and I'm the older sister.
And I'm Marissa, I'm the younger.
And we're both idiots.
Of course.
So we figure that we are going to start doing some reading shit off the internet, basically. We've been living in separate states for a while now, so this is a nice way to have the sorts of conversations that we would usually have just sitting around. We're going to get some help from some places like Reddit to start with.
Mostly Reddit.
Mostly Reddit for now, and we're always open for suggestions. I had Marissa pick most of what we're going to be doing today. So we're going to start with a would you rather. So you want to read that first one off there?
Sure. So this was posted just 4 hours ago by user blankbox101. And they ask, would you rather have hooves for feet or paws for hands?
What would you rather have personally? Hooves for feet or paws for hands?
I was trying to decide because the way my brain works, I'm like thinking about if I were a cat, like they can't really pick up things.
No, but you can't pick up things with hooves either.
But it's hooves for feet.
Yeah, I pick up things with my feet though.
I do too. But we just, if you choose hooves for feet, you just wouldn't have that option anymore. But wouldn't you rather be able to pick stuff up with your hands and like press buttons and stuff with your fingers?
Yeah, I mean, paws are cuter than...
Definitely cuter.
I was going to say paws are cuter than hands. They are cuter than hands. They're also cuter than hooves. But I guess technically if you had hooves for feet, then that would just make you like a satyr. Well, not the entire lower part.
Yeah, you went further up the leg there than they're talking about.
I mean, if you're going to get rid of, like, your foot, you might as well get rid of,
just
like...
the whole lower half of your body.
Oh, yeah. Just turn into a centaur while you're at it.
I feel like you could work with the hoops for feet because you could just get some, like, specialized boots made and, like, nobody would be able to tell the difference.
I mean, couldn't you also just wear your regular boots and just stuff like the toes with cotton or
I mean, you're talking rocks about, or something? Like, the low class value of what I'm talking about.
Okay, so you're going to get hooves for feet and you're going to have specialized boots cobbled together.
Yeah.
That will make it so people can't tell that you have hooves for feet.
Correct. That's what I'm talking about.
But what happens, like, if you're going to go to the beach or, like, go swimming or something like that where you have to have your shoes off?
I will invent some sort of overlay for your leg that looks like a normal foot, but it just slips over your hoof.
The things that they used in The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings, where they're, like, those giant feet that they put on top of the Hobbit feet.
Exactly. It'll just, like, extend a little further to just, you'd probably just look like you have prosthetics.
Just be like a big weird rubber foot.
Exactly.
Okay, so I feel like our consensus is we'd rather have hooves for feet, even though paws are very cute.
Cute but impractical. Just like cats.
Okay. Cute but impractical. Okay. Let's see. So our next thing is, it came from, is it No Stupid Questions?
Yes.
Or Everything's a Stupid Question?
Well, I mean, they all are stupid questions, but it is called No Stupid Questions.
Okay. Do you want to read the whole thing?
I mean, I feel like you kind of have to read the whole paragraph to really get the essence of how dumb this question is.
Okay. So you can read this whole thing, okay. And then I'll read the last one.
So this was posted even closer to this time period, just 38 minutes ago. Somebody was thinking about this. And that person was user Roman's Apprentice. So they ask, why do I look different every time I look in the mirror? And they go on to explain, okay, maybe this is just a me thing. I don't know.
Okay, so I'm going to stop you there for just a second, because when you showed this to me, I initially thought they were just confused about why their image is turned around, because some people don't understand that, like that your mirror image is flipped versus like when you're taking a picture in a camera or something.
Right, see, that wasn't
my... That seems to mess a lot of people
that
up.
That wasn't my first thought when I saw the start of this question. To me, it was more like some confused bird wrote this question, where it's just like they see
Just imagine like a parrot slowly typing this out.
Yeah, like every time they see themselves in the mirror, they're just like, oh my God, who's that? I look different. Like, I don't know. It's just like, that's what popped into my head. You went with a more scientific thing.
Maybe it's a bird who's also confused about cameras. Okay, but go ahead and read the rest.
Okay, so they go on to say, but I swear that every time I look in the mirror, I look really different. I don't just mean I get a haircut or dress differently. I can change nothing about my appearance and look at myself twice in 5 minutes, which also leads me to believe that they are a bird, and feel like I look completely different each time. Just in terms of my face, it's almost as if my actual facial features change, when obviously that isn't the case. What's up with that? What is up with that?
What is up with that? Well, you had said about, you're like, is this person a shapeshifter?
Yes.
I feel like if we want to, again, get a little more scientific with it, I am almost worried that this person has, like, body dysmorphia. But if we don't want to get super serious, I mean, like, sometimes if I look in the mirror, I'm like, I feel like I look weird right now. But not like a self-deprecating way. That's just how my brain works.
In a five-minute span? Like, if you looked at yourself and then 5 minutes later went to look at yourself again, you're like, I look weird now.
No, for me, it's more if you stare at yourself really hard in the mirror.
Okay, no.
And then you look like you're not yourself. Do you know?
Yeah, I get that. It's like when you say a word too many times and then it sounds wrong.
Yeah, right. I've done the thing where, like, I can't, with certain words, like, if I say them too many times, then suddenly I can't spell them. I did that with the word school once. Yes. No matter what I did, it looked like it wasn't right.
Yes, I do that as well.
Which I think that's super interesting as far as, like, brain stuff goes. But I don't know why this person. I feel like this is simultaneously a really stupid question, but at the same time, it's kind of not, because why is this happening?
Right. Somebody's brain is doing this to them. It's like, do they have body dysmorphia? Do they have short-term memory problems?
Right.
Is their brain just thinking that they look different than they look right now, and so it's confused?
Or if they think that, if they expect to see something different, are they tricking themselves into thinking they look different somehow? Are they just like making weird faces?
I don't know. So I would equate this to like when I dye my hair weird colors, or I get a new tattoo. Sometimes, like, if I do that one day and then the next day I wake up and I like look at myself in the mirror, it will startle me. Because my brain, like, forgets.
Yeah, yeah.
But just the short time span is really what's throwing me off.
5 minutes.
Yeah, twice, she's like, my face changes. And I'm like, what, though?
I like we're assuming that this is a girl.
We are.
But not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
I never, like, go on. No, I never go on to people's, like, accounts and be like, what are you and what else have you posted?
I was going to say, I'm clicking on it right now.
You're clicking on it right now. What right other types now. Of posts have they put up?
Okay, so a more serious post that they posted. Would you need your mother's social security number to apply for Medicaid for your wife? This is a very different question from what we just read.
Yeah, and then, but that says, my friend's brother has a wife, so that doesn't answer our question either. Is all sex work illegal in America? Oh, no, that wasn't them asking.
No, they answered.
That was them answering.
Nothing is going to tell us who this person is.
No.
Well, there's the question.
Oh, wait, they commented on the, am I the asshole for threatening not to invite my stepsister to my wedding if she keeps fetishizing my fiance's race, which is one we decided not to.
We thought it was too much.
It's a little much.
I honestly, nothing is really telling me more about this person.
Yeah, I'm not gonna keep going, because there's
a lot down there.
I'm just gonna close that. Let's just go with our initial assumption that I think you
figured
had the
it
best
out.
One, that this person is a bird.
Is a male bird.
A
yes,
male bird.
They are definitely male birds.
But they're a male bird who gets haircuts and wears different clothes every day.
Or the other option, the only other option, is that they do not know that they are a shapeshifter and are uncontrollably shapeshifting every 5 minutes And they just are very confused by what's happening to them.
Yes. I mean, I would like to think if I was a shapeshifter, I'd be able to handle it.
Are we moving on to the final?
I think we're going to go with shapeshifter or bird to answer that question. Okay, so I get to read this one. It's a little longer. The title of this one is, Am I the Asshole for quote-unquote copying my friend's sexuality? This question was put up by user bisexualah. The question says, for the sake of the story, I'll call my friend Kate. So I've been friends with Kate since we were 11. We're both 20 now, and we're both women. Kate came out as bisexual when we were 16, and obviously I was supportive of her. It wasn't until I was 18 that I started to question my own sexuality and decided that I was, in fact, bisexual. Since then, I haven't told anyone about it, mainly because I wanted to keep it to myself, and I just really wasn't comfortable with telling people yet. That was until last week I decided to bite the bullet and tell Kate about it over text. At first, she was supportive, telling me how happy she was for me, until she started asking me if I was 100% sure and not just confused. You know, so that's great to start there. I told her that I'm positive that I am, and I've known about it for years. She then tells me that she has a hard time believing it because she hasn't seen me take an interest in girls. I definitely have, and like I said, I just kept it to myself. Or talked about girls when I've talked about boys. I told her that I just didn't feel comfortable coming out, and that I'm attracted to girls, and I just haven't found the courage to ask a girl out yet. Long story short, we went back and forth a couple of times until she eventually told me she feels like I'm copying her. And that I just told her I was bisexual to sound cooler than I am, question mark. And, and that she doesn't appreciate me trying to steal her sexuality. I eventually told her I'm done with the conversation and that I'm going to bed, and I haven't spoke to her since. I very much regret coming out to her, and I still know that I'm bisexual, but I can't help feeling guilty and like an attention-seeking asshole. So I'm going to go ahead and automatically say, obviously, no, she's not the asshole.
No, not at all. But Kate is.
Kate kind of sounds like an asshole. So I feel like, and I'm going to go ahead and speak for the both of us here, but both of us are bi. And it's something where I can only speak to my experience with, where for me it was something that I've known for a long time. But much like the person in this story, it was just easier to not be out. Because at a certain point, especially when you grow up in a small town, it just kind of doesn't matter. Because, like, for instance, neither of us dated when we were in high school. So what was going to be the point?
No.
So it'd be like, ooh, we're not going to date guys or girls. Ha ha. Like, it didn't fix or make anything easier or worse. So there was just no point in bringing it up. Yeah. So obviously this nameless person, bisexual AH, not the asshole. So as someone not who is definitely more involved, I'm a more online person than Marissa is.
You are definitely way more online popular.
Not even popular. I'm just like, I'm more steeped in the internet.
You're popular. I'm popular. You just don't know.
Cool. Yeah. But yeah, so it's one of those things where when you're a little more involved in, like, the online queer community, and I like to use the word queer for myself because ultimately that's just easier, and it fits more with the type of person I am. A lot of people, especially people who came out when they were teenagers, get kind of defensive about people who come out later. And it's kind of stupid because it's like we're all in the same boat, right? Like, just because someone came out when they were a teenager, like, there's a lot of stuff going on with whether someone can, whether they're comfortable doing it, you know. And like she said, she just simply didn't feel comfortable coming out until recently. And it sucks that she told this friend, Kate, and then her friend basically, like, dissed her. And I've heard this type of story from, like, a lot of people, like, face-to-face, where it's like you come out to someone and then they're like, oh, no, you're not.
It's like, how do you know, though?
Because they're making assumptions. And there's a lot of arguments about a lot of things in the community. But ultimately, I think the best way for everyone to be is just to be as accepting as you can. And you can come out. You can be gay and have not dated anyone and still know you're gay. So you can be bisexual and have not dated a guy or not dated a girl. And still be bisexual and, like, it's not that you're straight because you just dated guys. But yeah, I don't know. Generally, right. Like, I've heard so much of this type of stuff, and the idea of, like, deciding you're bi or deciding you're gay just to be cool. And it's like, no.
No, that doesn't make you cool. Like, there's a lot of people that don't like
no,
you.
No, right. You're not. It's kind of like the whole issue with people being like, oh, all these people are coming out as trans now just to be cool and hop on the bandwagon. I'm like, oh, yeah, they're absolutely doing that to be cool because they want to get harassed every day. I mean, that's a whole other thing. No, no, nobody's gonna say that they're not straight to just be cool. Long story short, this person, not the asshole. Friend, maybe the asshole.
Absolutely the asshole. Kate is a definite asshole. Also, Minerva, I have a question.
Yes.
You're gonna be editing some stuff out. So we're 8 years apart.
Yeah, we're 8 years apart.
Yes. So you knew way before me that you were bi. So could you say that I was trying to steal your sexuality?
No, I don't think so. Although it's really funny because I feel like I knew maybe when you started questioning yourself. Because I remember having a discussion, I think it was me, you, and Mom sitting in like a food court after we'd gone shopping or something. And I remember you saying something about, I don't understand why anybody would want to date a girl that would be miserable, girls suck.
I don't remember this
at all. Oh, you were a lot okay. younger. But I feel like that's kind of the like when you really start thinking about it, you have to like come to the conclusion, wow, girls really suck, before you're like, yeah, but I guess I'd still date them.
Like, I mean, they're still pretty though.
Right? Yeah, I mean, ultimately, neither of us like people at all very no. much.
And we also both married the first people that we right. dated.
Right. I mean, you could always, I mean, I don't know how Scott feels about it. You could always just do like me and just get a girlfriend after you're married.
Nah, I don't think I have like the attention span or patience for more people.
No, I mean, that's like for me, the fact that I always, like, I'm very open also about like being polyamorous yeah. and stuff. But, like, it's kind of misleading because I still don't really like yeah. people. I don't want to go out and date. I'm like, I got two people and I'm yeah, good. You're like, I'm done.
These two very specific people are right, all I want.
These two very specific people. Nobody else talk to me. Don't even look at me.
Yeah, I got that one person and that's the only person that I can stand. So.
And that's funny, too, because if you remember with Dad's one girlfriend being like, you should be like Minerva and you should, you know, find that one guy.
Which
and then you did. Lori.
Is that what she said?
Way oh, back when. Yeah, do you not yeah, remember
no,
that either?
I remember it now.
Is your memory worse than mine?
Oh, it absolutely is. I'm like freaking 95-year-old woman in my head.
Right, and I honestly feel really bad because it's not normal.
No, not at all. But somehow we both did
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think it's just because we hate people. Because it's not like we weren't, like, close with other people.
I mean, who are you talking to that I was close to? I don't get close to people.
I mean, you had that one friend, Chris.
I mean, I wouldn't call us close, though. Like, we hung out occasionally.
Yeah, but see, for us, that's like a big thing.
It is kind of a big thing.
I told
introvert you. Introvert status. I mean, we were almost married. Like,
yeah, no. I mean, what? I in high school, I hung out with Matt like three times.
Whoa.
So.
It's so sad.
Yeah, that's so sad. Practically being engaged. Like. We're really
yeah,
sad.
Yeah, that's the takeaway from this is that we're incredibly sad and incredibly stupid.
And we will only continue to be more sad and more stupid. So keep listening to our podcast.
Exciting.
So I think with this being the first thing that we've done, I feel like this is a good place to close out. We haven't really decided on, like, an ending thing yet. We'll get around to that.
We're so unprepared.
Please listen to our podcast. We are unprofessional.
And dumb.
We are very dumb. Okay, so We will see you next time. I'm Minerva.
And I'm Marissa.
We are your emotional support sisters. Join us next time for more stupid questions and assholery. Bye.